Here's what we think as entrepreneurs. I just need more. I need more people. I need more marketing. I need more of everything. Don't miss the second part of this, guys. Does not necessarily mean your bottom line profit will go up. So I have more marketing. I have more customers. I have more of everything. Doesn't necessarily equate to you're going to keep more money in your bank account. Does not mean you're going to keep more money in your bank account. 12 looks will reveal your top line may have gone up nicely, but your bottom line went down often dramatically. Think in your head, don't need to know out loud, but I just want you to think about this. How often do you look at those three things on the last chart? How often are you looking at the revenue coming in? How often are you looking at the expenses going out? If you're not looking at it, no big deal, no problem, but you've got to look at it at least once a month. That's why I say 12 looks. The benefit of 12 looks is you have the ability to make corrections 12 times a year. And if you don't believe me, go read the stories about franchise owners or other people that start small businesses that really find out the answer to this question when they go see their accountant. Everything's great. We got more people. We got more customers. We got more marketing. The revenue line's growing nicely. What I didn't count on is more of this and more expense here. Next thing you know, after a year-to-year comparison, they actually kept less money in their bank account than the year before. Got to have 12 looks at it, guys. We got to look at this stuff at least every month in our businesses. And if you don't want to do it, that's cool. There's people out there that love to do that kind of stuff. But don't wake up and be surprised. Always consider the dollar impact and complexity of adding new customers. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'll just go out and I implement first. And whatever happens, happens. Good. 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 Proud of you. However, I think you need to give a couple minutes at least committed to and thinking about what is the additional cost of that customer? What is the additional cost of answering the telephone? What is the additional cost of buying more fill-in-the-blank? What is the cost of investing more in fill-in-the-blank? Let's at least have some idea before we just go out and ready, shoot, aim. Yeah. The point about this is, so let's just use a real-life example. So we put together the entrepreneur operations blueprint, and let's just say I didn't do any math whatsoever on the lunch, on the transportation, on creating the home study course, on and on and on and on. And let's say I decide to sell this thing for $297. Ready? Shoot! Aim. $297. Times the number of people that invested in themselves, minus my expenses, I'd have lost money. Right? So you've got to have at least a clue. Because we're all real good about, yep, going to sell for $297. How many are going to sell? 100. Great. Your guys are all laughing because we all do it. Right? All I'm suggesting to you is, just lock yourself up for another 10 minutes in the room since you're locked up anyway, and just think a little bit about what that may cost you. One of two things may happen. You may either, increase your price or make another marketing or sales decision that ultimately will stop you from fighting a fire down the road. Okay? And again, during my 2 days, I use very extreme examples. They're only designed to get you thinking a little bit differently. So, hey, I'm a strong advocate of ready, shoot, aim. But all I'm suggesting is, can you just at least kind of get it pointing in the right direction and make sure you look at the expense side of things. And then, of course, your investments on your technology and all those type of things. Some of you are much better than others. I'm not that good at projecting that far ahead, but I at least know that, hey, in the next 6 months, this thing is going to work or it's not going to work.